Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Broadcasting live here from Birmingham, Alabama. This is the fifth day of April in the year of our Lord, 2018. And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I am your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansby. And our co-host, Minister Kevin Pierce. And Minister Milton Dudley with us as well. And it is our prayer that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, would speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dansby.
Thank you, Tony. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Good to be here, guys. Good to see you guys again today. Mm-hmm. God is good. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He brought us through another week, and we just thank God for his leading and guiding us and keeping us safely this week. And our heart goes out to those who met with unfortunate situation in their lives. But God is still true. God is still
Amen.
True.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God is what we go through. Brothers, we continuing on. This is part three in our study of God in government. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
God.
Amen.
And mm-hmm. the government. And the Praise government. God.
Me and they're not separate.
Yeah. No, they all one thing. All one, brother. But before we get started, brother, Minister Pierce.
Yes, sir.
Ask God's blessing upon the broadcast, please.
Let us pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for this day.
Yes,
we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for this discussion. Mm-hmm. But most of all, we thank you for your restraining hand of your Holy Spirit going through
yes,
our creation,
Lord.
Dear
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That protects us from all these things that's going on today, dear Lord.
Yes, yes.
And we ask you, dear Lord, to just bless us as we speak mm-hmm. through this discussion of family.
Yes, Lord.
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. All government come from God. Is that right, brothers?
That's right.
Amen. We looked at that in our first segment. God is the one that sets the rules and regulation as to governing body, the governing body for us. We went it far back as angels, didn't we?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's
Praise
right.
God. Start with the angelic mm-hmm. beings. Mm-hmm. God gave them duties.
He created all.
Amen. He set government. Because it was kind of like a self-governing type of system God set up for the angelic beings. And, brothers, that came out to be a bummer. We call it a bummer because they failed in their efforts to govern themselves. Mm-hmm. God gives a free will, don't
free will.
He?
Yes,
Amen.
Yes,
that's Amen. Right. But, that's right. And I mentioned, I think, in the first broadcast that the third of the angels fell in that insurrection against mm-hmm. The government of God in heaven. And there was no redemption plan
for them. That's
for
right.
them.
For them.
Right. Amen. Yeah. But then come to Adam, when God made Adam and Eve and put them on the same program, self-governing program, mm-hmm. Free will, made in the image of God. That means you can decide, or like Brother Pierce said, choose
yes,
to
yes.
do what God wants mm-hmm. us to do. Amen. But they fell also then.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But mm-hmm. God. He instituted a program of redemption. Ain't y'all saying
that? Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Consider the fact that all of us was affected through their fall, you know.
Guilty.
Unlike the angels, where
Guilty.
Only a third, mm-hmm. you know, were affected and two-thirds was loyal to God. Mm-hmm. So, but now in Adam and Eve, all of us fall. We all fall. We all
Guilty.
Have fallen. Is that right?
That's
Amen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So God didn't have to institute a program being God. He already had a program. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. So he put us on a self-governing program, and we failed that program. But thank God for Jesus Christ.
Yes,
Amen?
Lord.
Praise God. But this week, brother, we moving on to family. Let's. Mm-hmm. What system of government did God put the family under? You know, families in a turmoil today, boy, brothers.
Amen.
We
yes,
got
amen.
Families
yes,
are in disarray. I mean, mm-hmm. just completely, just demolished today. And as go family, so go society.
Amen. Well, that's Satan's goal to destroy
right.
the family.
Amen. Amen.
To destroy the family.
That's right. Amen. If he can destroy the family, then the family is the one that makes up the society, right?
That's right.
Amen.
The family makes up the government.
Mm-hmm.
The civil government
Amen.
and the training of the children, everything's gonna be affected.
Absolutely.
And but it begins with instituting marriage, brothers. Is that right?
That's
yes.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Husband
yeah.
and wife. Adam and Eve was husband and wife. Who do you think instituted that system of marriage? Who you thought? Well, anybody got an idea?
We can look and see.
Look at Genesis 2:18. Go ahead, Brother Pierce. Let's start with Brother Pierce. Genesis 2:18. I think this is a clear statement of where the institution of marriage come from.
Originated.
And originated. That's right. Mm-hmm. Brother Pierce, what 2:18, read that for me, please.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone.
Okay.
I will make him an helpmeet for him.
Okay. Not good. Is that right?
Amen. That's what God said.
Not good. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not good, number one, because God didn't like being alone himself.
That's right.
Praise Amen. God. That's a trinity. God,
that's a good point.
That's a trinity in heaven. Yeah. Is that right?
That's true.
Praise God. So God didn't, he wanted man to be kind of complete like he is in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
But now Genesis 2, if you look at 2 quickly, there, Tony and 24, read that and read 24 and 25 me.
All right. It's 24 reads.
Okay.
Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother.
The man. What about
man.
The girl? Is that woman?
A man.
Oh, the man leaving. Okay.
I'm going to start over. You missed
something. Okay, I'm sorry. Start over there.
Therefore shall a man. Leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife.
Right.
And they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked. The man and his wife,
yes,
and were not ashamed.
Mm. So God's system is that the man leaves his father at a certain point. He leaves home. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Amen.
To prepare for his family, to prepare for his wife. What did you say, Tony?
Pastor. Amen.
In 24 right there, it said, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother. I think that was purposely put in there to show
the structure.
That he's coming from the family structure.
Oh, okay. Tony, right. Coming from the family structure.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. To begin to start his own family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. That's good. Amen. That's good. That's good. And so God instituted marriage. Is that what
Absolutely.
You
said? Absolutely, yes.
City Hall didn't do it?
No. No.
Society
No.
This is God ordained relationship.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it plays a major part in building up society. Even in our fallen condition, marriage is very important. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. And some structure. God gave structure to our lives.
Yes,
yes it is.
By instituting the marriage. Amen. But now look at Hebrew 13. That's one of our favorite scriptures. Go grab Hebrew 13, Milt, and give me 4 there.
It said, marriage is honorable. In all. And the bed undefiled.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge.
So now, you know, I've heard people say, well, don't get on the young boy because he's just sowing his wild oats. Is God is God up with that?
No, he's not.
No.
God ain't up with that?
Not at all. He ain't down with it either.
Up with it. Amen. The honorable thing is to
the bed to be
to join to join together in a covenant marriage.
Amen.
A covenant relationship.
Amen.
Is that what the God said?
Amen.
And not frolicking around, experimenting here and experimenting there. And so we got a lot of that going on. Brother, and we're guilty too, you know. But thank
absolutely.
God, we know Amen. Better now, and we try to teach the young people better.
Well, we must, whether we did it or not, because it was just as wrong when we did it as it was when God said it.
Sure,
that's right.
But we didn't, you know. I can't blame our parents altogether, but we didn't get a good, clear teaching. You know, the clearest teaching I got concerning the promiscuous the homemongering attitude keep that thing in your pocket.
Yeah.
You know, something rude. Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
But just teaching about God.
True. That's true. No.
And we didn't get that, did we?
It was trial and error for me.
And it was mostly what we got was be safe about it.
Yeah.
You know,
if they did address it in detail, it would be safe.
It was put to us like it was sort of okay. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't okay.
Yeah, okay.
I was raised in that type of household. If you gonna do it, you might as well do it at home.
That's why I was
raised in that atmosphere. So
your atmosphere a lot more liberal than mine.
Man, I was a loose cannon.
We didn't have no liberal.
But it's an example of the lack of the teaching.
Sure, that's the whole point.
That produced a character.
Right, and that's why God raised up people like ourselves.
Yeah.
Where we can try to teach.
Absolutely.
That's right. We know better now.
And be frank, because even in the church, we didn't get no clear teaching on this, you know. And even though, you know, you could see the young boys chasing the young girls around the church, and all we got was to quit that boy or quit that girl. You know, don't stop
that. Don't be mannish. Don't be mannish.
Yeah, all that. But we need to start with the standpoint of what pleases God and what does not please God.
We have to start there.
When actually there was an opportunity to teach.
Yes. What God's desire is. The word of God.
Yeah.
Well, how God feels about it. The rules, the regulation that God has laid down for this type of behavior.
Right. I think the main focus, Pastor, was the prevention of pregnancy. You know, more so than the immoral act itself. They were talking about the consequences.
That's right.
What could possibly happen if you do this instead of the immorality.
Well, that's another subject we might take up when we get into the parenting of the children. Because many of the young girls was on birth control, and that gave them a permission.
That was another thing.
Boy, this thing is deep, man. We'll touch on that later on. Mill, what you say, though?
No, I was finna say, when Tony mentioned that, it was like, okay, it's okay.
Yeah.
But protect yourself.
There you go. Protect yourself. That's what they instead of like what Kevin said.
No absolute. What God's word said about the whole nine yards.
Were y'all ever taught to be abstinent?
No, I mean I wasn't.
We didn't even know what abstinence was.
That was not vocabulary.
Go ahead, safe or not, like you said, it wasn't condoning, encouraging abstinence.
Right.
Abstaining.
Okay.
You're still encouraging a immoral behavior.
Right.
Even if you're doing it safely.
Even in the holy church, all they would say is that, you know, we're supposed to live holy, but you know they wouldn't break it down
to why
to the bare nitty gritty more or less, you know.
And what the Lord put in my spirit the other day too, when I was praying and thinking about stuff,
what that
it was like in the Old Testament. We're living in a time where there's a generation that know not God. I mean, literally.
Yes.
They heard of all these different gods, but the true and living God.
And we have to be fair.
That's true, bro.
The Bible said there was a time when God, he winked at this ignorance of ours.
He winked.
And our parents, a lot of them didn't know how to explain it, really. Not from a biblical standpoint.
True.
They didn't know how. Go ahead, Kevin. What?
That's why now we have to be right on the word, because instead of handing out condoms, instead of just speaking against homosexuality, we need to go from the word that if you ain't married, you don't need to be doing it.
You're not married.
That's big. That's big, bro.
Save yourself. Right. For marriage and
avoid the heartaches
and the headaches
that comes with it.
That's going to come with that kind of behavior.
That's right. Amen.
So God instituted marriage, right? One woman, one man. Is that what he said? One woman, one man. Boy, that's a heavy thing.
For a lifetime.
Boy, I tell you what, that if we had a followed that rule right there, it would have saved us a lot of heartache.
We wouldn't be having this discussion.
It really would.
And a lot of us, Tony Bennett sung a song, said he left his heart in San Francisco. We done left ours in a lot of places.
Everywhere.
About five different places, or six, seven, eight places. Go ahead, Tom.
This is really good, because me and Tonio was talking amongst ourselves about how he and I didn't know each other.
Okay.
But I come to him for counsel concerning certain things.
And then
we discovered that we both did it way.
Right.
Against God's will. But yet we have the common problems.
Amen.
Yeah, regardless of how we did it our own way, was against God's way, the same headaches apply.
And we know that because we didn't do it God's way, even though we were not saved at that time, we're still carrying baggage right now.
Yes.
Being saved, the baggage is still here.
This is really a prevent. God's way, man, want to keep us healthy, happy, and holy. I'm telling you, it ain't the don't do this, don't do that. I'm trying to keep you from this. It's really trying to save you some headache. I know about this.
And even in our sinful state, it still would give us a chance to have a lifestyle that wouldn't be as, you know,
chaotic.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That's a good word. Yes. Amen. Yeah. Hey, give me Genesis 1. Who is that?
Kevin, go to Kevin.
Genesis 1, 27, please, quickly.
So God created man in his own image.
Okay.
In the image of God created he him.
Mm.
Male and female created he them.
Mm. Two equal one.
That's right. Equal.
Huh?
That's right.
Well, the Mormon said five equal one.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Six equal one.
That's right.
Brother, is that God's plan?
That's not God's plan. We're away from the word of God.
That's not marriage.
So them tablets they found in the cave, Moroni, whatever his name was.
Old Joseph's found.
That was not God's word.
No.
Okay, that was somebody fulfilling their lustful desire.
Yeah.
Amen.
He said angelic being.
That's what he said, angelic being.
Yeah.
But it don't coincide with the word of God.
Not at all.
Let's look at Malachi then. Malachi
2:14.
Okay, yes.
Say, yet ye say, wherefore, because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously.
Oh, boy.
Yet is she thy companion.
She's your companion.
And the wife of thy covenant.
Covenant. Mm.
Covenant.
A covenant. See, I like that
God
word.
God used strong words.
Covenant.
That truly explains what this is.
That's right. Right.
What this is. It's not just a joining together or something. You are in covenant with a holy God.
So can the preacher down at the courthouse down there for $5 just take you through a ceremony, call himself a preacher, and don't get into no kind of counseling, no kind of nothing. You know they got them down. They sit down at the courthouse. Y'all ever seen them down there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Well, we met one got a license online down there. Just to perform marriage ceremony.
Without any kind of counsel.
No, nothing.
Just like going to the abortion clinic and don't get no
counsel. That's right.
And a true man of God, I don't see how he can really do that, you know.
Yeah.
But let's go a little further then and look at 14 and 15 there of What is that I got? Go ahead. Look at 14, 15 now.
It said, and did not he make one, yet had he the residue of the spirit, and wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed.
A what?
A godly seed.
Just two people, a husband and wife. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, Mel.
Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth.
A godly seed.
Through one man, one woman.
Two women, three wives, four wives.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna come up with no
God
to
seed
with
no
God.
No way.
It just ain't no way you can get a God to seed out.
No way out of that name. There ain't no way.
Amen.
It's impossible, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now marriage is a for life thing. Is that what the Bible trying to tell us?
Said. Amen. That's what it says.
Well, what Matthew 19 says. Give me that Tony, Pierce.
I mean,
wherefore Pierce. There are no more twain.
Okay, but what?
But one flesh.
One flesh.
What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder.
A lifetime what?
That's right.
Is that covenant. What marriage is?
That's it.
That's
a covenant for life.
Don't you think we need to let the young people know before they enter into this God said this is a lifetime thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now y'all be sure before y'all enter into this kind of covenant contract here.
Well, because what Satan has said though, Pastor, is marriage in 90 days or married at first sight. See?
And that's
a total attack against the word of God.
Sure it is.
That's where the attack lies, is against the word of God.
He's directly, Kevin.
I just wanted to point out we should make sure that they know, everyone understands that marriage is forever, but one critical thing is that the two now becomes one.
Oh boy, that's
we are not two individuals. You don't do your thing, I don't do mine. We have one mind. Two people have come together to be one. We don't see that a lot in marriages today.
No.
You know,
not even in the church, bro.
Right.
Two in a marriage covenant
are supposed to become one.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. Huh? That's right.
But if you don't put somebody else in that covenant and you becoming one with them too,
that's
and
three.
Then one with another
that's
one.
Four. That's
one
five. Another.
We keep adding.
You end up
like Sybil or somebody.
Right. But
getting back to that, what you're saying, Pastor.
What's that now?
It's sort of like you said, when you are one.
Okay.
It's like the other evening when I got home, I went by Sam's.
Okay.
And I wanted some bananas.
Okay, yeah.
And I said, no, I'm going to hold up. I ain't going to get none. Mm-hmm. So I got home, and Bryn had got me
already
some
got the bananas. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
See, we's on the same page.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Same one. Spirit.
Yeah.
That's
right.
One.
That's one.
That's right.
That's one.
We should know each other like that.
That's why the Lord said marry in the Lord, too, because it's got to be a one-minded thing. Mm-hmm. And you can't have one believing one thing and one believing another and
right.
be unified.
Right. But you can see how a person can be confused and divided because he has joined with so many different partners.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. 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 Piece of him everywhere.
Everywhere. and those spirits pulling him from here, yeah. from that one, from yeah. that. You know, can we see that?
A lot of people, oh, yeah. especially our youth pastor, are not aware of soul ties. And,
no, they're not
and
aware.
When you lay with a person, yeah. what's truly involved mm-hmm. with that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and if you go, you can't give all of you right. to this woman when you done left most of you scattered
yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah. A little yeah. piece over there, a little piece over there, yeah. a little piece over here. So you ain't even a quarter of a man. No more. You know, give me Romans 7 then.
Romans 7 and Romans 1.
7. Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Know ye not, brethren.
Okay.
For I speak to them that know the law.
Know the law.
How that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth.
Mm-hmm.
For the woman which hath an husband
bound.
is bound by the law to her husband.
How long, brothers?
So long as he liveth.
Ooh.
But if the husband be dead,
mm-hmm.
she is loosed from the law of her husband. That's a law.
That's a law.
That's a law.
That's God's law.
God, yeah. That's
God's law.
To say, yeah.
That's God's
that's
law.
A law.
That's
yeah, God's your law. Husband is a law unto you.
Right. So you can't never disconnect from all those connections.
That's okay. Right.
Whether that's it was right. Whether it was a lawful marriage that you went from one to another, or whether it was an affair.
A one night stand. Yeah.
You leave a little bit of yourself.
That's amen. Right. That's true.
In those relationships, brothers. You understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But now, conditions of divorce, that, you know, a lot of people are getting divorces today, right?
That's right.
And we know, church folks now, I ain't talking
yeah.
about
yeah.
just
oh, yeah.
yeah. yeah. I know, man, it's church folks getting divorced.
But that was
today.
Never God's will.
Never God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Never. And we can understand that now, can't we?
Yeah.
Right? Amen.
What did Matthew 5 say about that divorce quickly? There?
Said, it has been said.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever shall put away his wife,
okay,
let him give her a written of divorce.
It was said, not by God, though. Go ahead.
But I say unto you,
God says, okay,
that whosoever shall put away his wife,
mm-hmm.
saying for the cause of fornication,
except, that's right,
cause her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committed adultery.
Boy, that's heavy there, brother. Ooh,
that is heavy.
That's heavy there. So you got a legal ground. God gives a legal ground for dissolving a covenant relationship, right?
Yeah. Amen.
And
amen.
That is that there's been infidelity.
That's right.
In the relationship. That kind of breaks it. Y'all listening to
yes.
that?
Yes.
Amen.
That breaks the covenant.
Mm-hmm. There ain't no more two.
Well,
bring something
no,
else
in my mind.
Okay.
Man. I was just about to say that. Now you're introducing the third.
Now you're three.
Yeah.
Now you're three.
Yeah.
Amen. But now, what I was thinking of when I read this scripture, you have a legal ground to leave, but God may tell you don't leave.
Mm. Okay.
A Hosea and a Gomer.
That's been the case.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah.
That's been the case in some.
A Hosea and a Gomer.
Yeah.
What did Lord tell Hosea? Gomer is a what?
Take a wife, a whore.
Go get her.
Yeah. God commanded him to.
Mm-hmm. And be faithful and work that thing out just like I'm faithful to you.
To you all. Right, right.
Well, that was a bigger picture.
The broad picture there.
Yes, right.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. So even in our Christian marriage, if there is an infidelity in a relationship, we ought to be forgiven of it.
We should.
We ought to be. If the other person is willing, if we're willing to work this out,
mm-hmm.
even though the legal grounds are there according to God's word, that don't mean we have to dissolve
that's
it.
Right. Right. That's right.
Can y'all see that?
That's right.
You know, and even with that, Pastor,
mm-hmm.
the Lord forgave his people many times.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh,
yeah.
And he's been in a covenant relationship with them.
That's right.
And we have, in a sense, been guilty of the same thing.
Amen.
Yeah, he's forgiven
right.
us.
He has forgiven us.
Amen. But now, here's the greater picture, brother. Marriage itself is a type of a union between Christ and the church.
Amen. That's
amen.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
It's a type. Give me Ephesians 5 quickly yep. there, Kevin.
For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother
mm-hmm.
and shall be joined unto his wife.
Okay.
And they too shall be one flesh.
Now here it is. What this says here.
This is a great mystery.
Mystery.
But I speak concerning Christ
and the church.
Wow. Mm. So the Christ in his relationship with the church is mirrored in the relationship
in a marriage.
That's right. In a marriage.
In a marriage.
Is that right?
That's right.
So this is before the foundation of the world, brother.
That's right.
This is heavy here, man. This is go way back now. So Adam is a type of Christ in marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Eve is a type of the church.
That's right.
In marriage.
Can y'all see that? Okay. In a marriage, she's a picture of the church. Adam being a picture of Christ. The relationship between Christ and the church.
Church, right.
Huh? Okay. And a good picture, Pastor.
A good picture, amen? Yeah. Praise God. But now, God has given specific instruction first to the head. The man is the head.
Mm-hmm.
The husband is the head. Is that right?
That's right.
He has special duties. First of all, he's to love her, love his wife.
Okay.
Just like Christ loved the church.
Ooh,
above
amen,
all.
Sir.
Love above it. All. Look at 5 in, that's Ephesians 5. Look at that.
25. Right,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Say, husband,
yeah,
love your wife.
Love her.
Even as Christ also loved the church.
Men, church men in the church, God holds us to love our wives just like Christ loved the church.
Love now,
how,
the church.
How, did he love us because we were good, though?
No.
We made no mistake.
But
he loved us anyhow.
He loved us anyhow.
Huh? So right. We have to love men. We got to love our wives. They're going to have some faults. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to see them all before you get married.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Some things going to come up on you, and you're going to say, I didn't never see that.
Yeah. That's why marriage is such a serious
endowment.
Yes. You're getting involved with something very serious in a marriage.
Sure, and you don't see the whole picture, what I'm trying to say.
Right.
There are going to be some things that are going to develop
didn't know.
That you didn't know.
Right. That's right.
But now we got to fall back to how Christ loved the church.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he knew all our faults, though.
Well, absolutely. Yeah.
And
he loved us anyway. That's even more amazing.
That's right.
That's even more amazing.
He loved us even more. So the man is to love his wife, right? Is that what it says here?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Above parents.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's heaven.
Wow.
Leave father.
Okay.
Above
okay.
parents. Don't put them above your children.
Okay.
Okay.
Above your neighbor, even though we're commanded to love our neighbors.
That's right.
But you love the wife first.
First.
You forgot one.
What I did? What
job.
Job too, yeah. Ooh, well, yeah, because some people married to the job.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good point. You're right. Amen.
Yeah.
Look at Genesis 2:24. Grab hold of that. Now.
Therefore, shall a man leave his father,
and his mother,
and shall cleave unto his wife.
Cleave, y'all.
And they shall be one flesh.
That means if I'm cleaving to you, brother,
boss.
Ain't no room for nobody.
Ain't no room for nobody else to take that
place.
That's right.
Cleaving
that's right.
now.
That's right.
The children can't get up in there.
No.
The neighbor can't. The job. Mm.
Well, see, they had the children and everything else has a position.
Okay, but how many people in relationship
so
put their children
so many,
in a position where
so
it disrupt the whole relationship?
So
then
many.
The children grow up, go to college, living their lives, and y'all tore up.
Don't know how to deal with each other. Like the guy said, what the guy told me one time, said, you know, I put all my attention on my kids and trying to bring them up. And finally, all my kids left home. Me and my wife sitting there looking at each other.
Like, do we know don't even know who is this woman? Yeah, you don't know nothing about each other. That's the way it works a lot of times.
Sure enough. They sit there, they don't know what to do.
But so much, and depending on that, because the children growing up, they sports and they hobbies and all that, that's our lives for so long.
Right,
we both
engaged
in that.
You hadn't taken a vacation together, just the two of y'all, because you don't know how to enjoy each other
more.
Because the kids ain't there.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Vacation ain't no fun because you ain't gonna know what to do when you get on vacation.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
Y'all had it.
Look at these two words what the Lord put together here.
What's that now?
He said, leave, and cleave.
And cleave. Okay. Mm.
All right. Leave the family.
Okay.
The father and the mother.
Go away.
And
cleave to your wife, to your new family.
That's right.
Stick to it. Stay with her forever.
That's true.
Look at 1 Samuel. Look what Elkanah, that was Hannah's husband, y'all.
Okay.
Look at, you know, Hannah was sad when, y'all remember Hannah?
Yeah.
She wanted a child.
But look what he said to her in trying to console her. Who gonna get somebody? Grab
him.
Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah.
What he
why
said?
Why weepest thou?
Okay.
And why eatest thou not?
Oh boy.
And why is thy heart grieved?
Oh boy.
Am not I better to thee than 10 sons?
Ten sons. Am I?
Ain't that something?
Ten sons.
Don't I make you happy?
Yeah.
Am I not enough?
But you see where she was putting her value
in. Yeah. Oh, okay, absolutely. Right. Right. Absolutely. Right.
And to the son she didn't have.
But he ain't said one son. He said ten.
He said ten. Ooh.
Man, he must want a sugar daddy. That man was.
West Ham was sugar coated.
He was good to her.
Either that or he knew what God's words is.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's right. But the point is that the husband and wife ought to have a relationship themselves.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Not first. That'll sustain if kids does not come. If God don't bless with children, you ought to be able to enjoy each other.
Right. In the Lord.
Especially if you're saved at that building, you understand that sometimes God don't bless with children.
That's right.
But now that means that you too got to be.
Well,
close.
Pastor, just think, if he did bless you with children, and God forbid, something happened to him, when you need one another get through a situation,
how many times a family has lost children and it destroyed the family?
The whole family.
The loss of one kid, I know, it hurt, and you're supposed to,
grieve.
But it should not cause you to grieve as has no hope.
No hope, right.
No hope. Because our hope is in Christ.
That's right.
And hope is that we'll see him again. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, but the husband, now, Lord told the husband, now, you don't need to delight in your wife. Delight in her company, her conversation, as Christ does in the church. Christ love. He want us to come to him, brother.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm learning a lot in our tabernacle study, man. Mm-hmm. He delights in our company.
Yeah. Mm. Amen.
He wants us to be there and to shower him with thanks and all that, you know. What about Proverbs said? Proverbs 5. Somebody grab
5 and 18.
5 and 18.
Let thy fountain be blessed.
Be blessed.
And rejoice with the wife of thy youth.
Come on now.
Let her be as the loving hind and the pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times.
Oh, boy. Mm.
And be thou ravished always with her love.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, man, I like that word, man. Ravished.
What does that sound? No, let this do something.
The Lord said, enjoy each other.
That's right.
I enjoy each other. Don't worry about the children right now, man. Look what you got in your hand here. You
that's
know?
It.
Praise
that's
God.
It. So that, man. Right.
What did Ecclesiastes say there? Look at Ecclesiastes 9
said, now. Live joyfully with thy wife.
Joyfully.
Whom thou lovest all the days of thy life.
How long, Bill?
Of thy vanity.
How long?
Oh.
He called this a vain life. Go ahead.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which he has given thee under the sun.
Okay.
All the days of thy vanity.
Okay.
For that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun.
Oh boy! Mm-hmm. So the wife, the plays a important part. Mm-hmm. Forget about children right now, and forget about these other things that occupy our time. You got to cleave to your wife.
That's right.
Christian people, that should be a relationship. You should be able to sit down and enjoy each other.
That's right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And my wife and I do. We enjoy each other. We like milk too. They love it.
Amen.
Milk and them might go over there in Atlanta to eat something. Just eating. Go over there.
Just enjoying the company.
But you'd be surprised how many couples go somewhere and they can't enjoy each other. Mm-hmm. They like strangers with each other.
Gotta have something.
They have no real.
Too much other stuff going on.
That's right. Yeah. Well, wonder what the children doing at home. Blah, 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 blah.
Call and see.
They're calling them either. Okay, but now he's to love them. The man is to love his wife with a single eye.
Single
brother.
Eye.
Huh? Single.
Single.
I ain't said tangle.
No wondering
that. No wondering that. A single eye. What's what does Matthew 6 says? 22. Somebody read that. Who's that? Who's gonna read it?
The light of the body is the eye.
Is the eye. Mm.
If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light.
Full of light. You mean no girlfriends?
That's right.
Mm-mm. That ain't no single eye.
No.
That's cross eye.
No, that's dual eye.
That's dual eye. But you're supposed to have a single eye for your wife.
For your wife.
And not other girlfriends and all this and a wife and a girlfriend. That's not the Christian way, brothers and sisters. That's not what God called us to.
Well, how can you be giving her your all, Pastor?
No, well.
If you got any attention going anywhere. You're taking something from
her. Amen. And we back to what Christ, as Christ loved the church.
Mm-hmm.
He loved us with a single eye. We're the apple
of his eye. Ooh, boy.
Our name engraved on him, he says, man.
That
boy, he loves us. Tony, with love.
Got a tattoo. He, amen.
He don't love the angels like that.
That's right.
No, not at all. And if there's some Martians in space, he don't love them like
no,
that.
No, not at all.
Amen. But now, see, divided affection. He wants to be unified in our affection.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How can you have can you embrace polygamy and five wives and be in union?
You can.
All through the Bible.
Come on. Mm. Come on.
All through the Bible, those men that were in polygamous relationships.
Yeah.
They called chaos.
Yeah.
It was chaotic. It was
but,
not.
But
it
you,
was
if you look at television, if you look at television and listen to one of the polygamists give their
testimony,
we are all in harmony.
Oh, yeah.
The women are
can't
not
be.
Jealous.
Utopia.
Of you know
utopia.
Better than that.
Can't you
be.
Know better than that.
How can you be one flesh?
You know
can't,
better than
can't,
that.
Man, it
yeah.
can't
man, it's going to be chaos. Man. It's going to be madness, jealousy.
Just think about it. Think about it in your flesh. It just ain't going to work.
God, it can't work.
God
it
did
can't.
Not make us
yeah.
to have a relationship with five and
right,
60.
Right,
you know?
No.
But they claim that it works well.
Mm-mm.
You know, they get along like sisters.
Mm-mm.
You know, but that ain't the word of
all
God.
All the examples in the Bible, it didn't happen that way.
No,
it ain't
David
that way with
it.
Them.
Solomon called it.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the model for the church is one man, one woman.
That's right.
That's right.
And brother, we can't get
that's
away from that.
That's biblical.
Right.
I don't care
right.
if an angel showed them something in a cave, a tablet in a cave saying that it was all right.
Don't make no
that's
difference.
A lie it's, from the pits of hell.
It's not
amen?
The Bible of the, it's not the marriage of the
no,
Bible.
No, sir. Give me Deuteronomy, brother. Let's look at a few more scriptures here. Deuteronomy 21 now.
It's Tony.
Okay,
Tony.
If a man have two wives,
whoa,
uh-oh.
One beloved and another hated,
you're going to be like that.
And they have borne him children,
both
the beloved and the hated.
Mm.
Okay.
And if the firstborn son be hers
that was
hated, then it shall be
boy.
When he maketh his son to inherit that which he hath, that he may not make the son of the beloved firstborn before the son of the hated.
Come on now.
Which is indeed the firstborn.
Come on. Man.
But he shall acknowledge the son of the hated for the firstborn by giving him a double portion of all that he has.
What?
Come on,
for
y'all.
For he is the
come
beginning
on.
Of his strength. The right. Of the firstborn is his.
Okay,
boy, that sounds for
me.
Let me
say,
let me
say something here. Y'all listen to me now. You know that we've been studying the tabernacle.
That's right.
Leah's son, Judah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Y'all think about this now. Mm-hmm. Although Rachel was loved, wasn't she?
Yes, that's right.
Most of them her common looking sister.
That's right.
Yeah. But God recognized the firstborn.
Right.
Huh? Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, brother, let me tell you something. A lot of us got children scattered out.
That's
before
right.
Before we committed
that's
to
right.
a wife.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, you may not recognize that one first one.
Okay.
And you recognize the one with the
wife.
But God don't see it.
That's a good example.
That's a good
great
example.
Great example.
God don't see it like that.
Amen.
The heir is their firstborn.
Right.
I don't care what the type of relationship. God, that's your firstborn.
Okay. But see, that it's all based on the seed. See, it's the seed. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not the vessel that bore the child.
Mm-hmm.
In that firstborn seed, that first one out there, like you said, that's the one that God recognized.
We talking about God recognized, not what the society recognized.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
And you know, and what we do, we start new families. We had the other ones outside of marriage, and so we push them to the curb, and we go get into a marriage.
That's not the way God sees.
But God looking at it differently, brother.
I'm listening to you. I'm just looking.
Okay.
At line 15, 21, 15.
Okay.
He describes it off the top. If it's two of them, somebody going to feel slighted.
Somebody going to feel slighted.
That's right.
If it's two.
Right.
One going to be loved, one going to be hated.
What about five?
That's what he said.
See, in other words, Kev, it's out of order anyway.
That's right.
Already out of order.
That's right.
So ain't no way.
So everything else just.
Ain't no way you can be on one accord.
So I like the way he says that. If it's going to be two, it's.
You can't make one out of that. Two can make one.
Right.
But three, four, five.
Can't make one.
You can't come to one. That union that Christ said we should strive for.
Look, it's already a mystery that two become one.
You talking about a mystery.
Remember talking about, you know, his wife, you know, begin to think like him. Well, if you had five wives, who's going to think like that? Well, you need that idea.
You see the chaos? You see the chaos?
Amen. Yes. Amen. But so God is right, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Praise God. God's word is the right way that we should live our lives, brothers. But thank God he opened our eyes, and hopefully he'll touch somebody else. What about 1 Corinthians 7, brother? Let's look at that.
It said, now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me.
Okay.
It is good for a man not to touch a woman.
Okay.
Nevertheless, to avoid fornication.
Fornication.
Yeah. Let every man have his own wife.
One wife.
And let every woman have her own husband.
One. Is that what he keeps
saying? That's it.
That oneness.
Amen. And that means that we in a covenant relationship. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Okay, with a love, with a mutual love, brother. You know, I like it. Oh, God, a mutual
love.
The love should be mutual. Is that right?
That's right.
But
that's
now, usually men don't love like women love.
Okay.
A woman fall in love, she usually fall head over heel. But a man don't usually love like a woman. But you know, I learned a lot from Jonathan, Joe Nathan, and old David, y'all. Mm-hmm. Somebody give me 2 Samuel 1:26.
I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me.
Oh boy.
Thy love to me was wonderful.
Wonderful.
Passing the love of women.
Ooh. Well, maybe passing the love of a man.
No, that ain't what it said.
God have to tell us, men, y'all need to love.
Right.
He needs to remind us because of the way we are made up. Is that right, Kevin?
Amen. That's right.
We don't show the love that we need to and should show because of our makeup. And Jonathan and David had a relationship. The devil want to call a homosexual thing.
They're
going to take it to the other degree. But we know better than that. Amen.
That's right.
Look at let's look at Ephesians 5:29 again. If you love her, you provide for her, right?
That's right.
Men, God said, provide for your wife. Amen.
Don't you worse than the infidel?
Amen.
Pastor.
Read it.
All right, 5:29 said, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh. But nourishes it and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church.
Even as the Lord.
Yeah.
So he's the model.
That's right.
Go ahead, Kevin.
His own flesh.
Oh.
Going back to one flesh.
Back to one.
Mm-hmm. Even though he's talking about marriage, he's saying a man has never hated himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's because you won flesh.
Because you won.
Okay.
Look at 1 Timothy 5:8 then. Wow. You just quoted it, Tony.
Read. He said, but if any provide not for his own.
Okay.
And especially for those of his own house.
He what?
He has denied the faith.
The faith.
And is worse than an infidel.
Oh, boy. Mm. So he's the man ought to provide. He's supposed to provide. Is that right?
That's right.
Let's let this cook for a minute.
Cook it then. Go ahead.
Listen now. Christian man supposed to support his home.
Yes.
God looks at you as an infidel if you don't. Think of all the men that's slacking today that say that there's Christians that's not supporting their children, that's not supporting their family.
Okay.
It's blasphemous in God's eyes.
It said he has, just by doing that, by not provide, it said he has denied the faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He has denied. Wait a minute now. And worse.
Worse than an
infidel. Let me jump in and be
the devil advocate
for Tony.
Well, she want a Lexus.
I want to
give her a nice car, but she want a Lexus.
She want a Lexus.
Now, am I to give her a Lexus, or do I need to establish my manhood here or my leadership here and don't need a Lexus? What do you know?
You're
supposed to try to provide for her, right? Make her happy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why does she need the Lexus, Pastor?
We also
the grocery store.
We also supposed to be good stewards.
Oh, boy, God is giving us. Okay.
I'll get you out of this one, Tony.
I appreciate that, bro.
That's good.
But the bigger question is this. Don't I make you happy, baby? Now, why you need a Lexus to be totally complete and totally happy? Aren't you happy with me. I heard you said that, you know, long as we together and you know, but now.
Well, Pastor, see, well, you got to realize too, Pastor, right now mm-hmm. is the Lexus. See, that problem is way bigger than that. It's not the Lexus. That's okay. Right now is the Lexus. That's now, once you too. Buy that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Living room suit.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
That's what it's going to be, bro.
Bedroom set.
So back to the head. We are the head. We are to provide, but with common. Well, not common sense, but biblical sense.
Amen. Yeah.
Good stewardship.
Amen.
Good stewardship.
Amen. Good stewardship.
Amen.
That's right.
Baby, we can't afford that.
Okay. Right.
We can't afford that, mm-hmm. you know. And but I'm going to...
Well, sometimes it's just not feasible, whether we can afford it or not.
Well, but that's why you're the head. The man is the
Amen.
Head.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
You want to provide, but you got to provide within...
The means.
Know, means, mm-hmm. that's right.
Yeah,
okay, but the man also, he's to cover her and protect her. Is that what the Bible
that's
says?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at Ruth. I like old Ruth and Boaz, y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Give me Ruth 3 there.
All right. And it came to pass at midnight, that the man was afraid
mm-hmm.
and turned himself.
Oh, boy.
And behold, a woman lay at his feet.
What?
And he said, who art thou?
What?
And she answered, I'm Ruth, thine handmaid.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid.
Oh, no. Cover me.
For thou art a near kinsman.
Mm. Amen. So he planned to wed this woman, right?
Right. That's yeah. right.
So
that's right.
He got to cover her.
He got to cover.
That's right.
He got to cover.
The man's
right.
job is to cover.
We are the covering
uh-huh.
of
her. We are the covering of our wives, our mm-hmm. women. Is that right?
Amen.
And that means to cover and to protect her, right?
That's right.
But now we're supposed to try to make her happy too now. Mm-hmm. Give me 1 Corinthians 7, brother. We got to make her happy.
It said, but he that is married
mm-hmm.
cares for the things that are of the world.
If the wood is paint,
how he
well,
made
hold up,
peace.
Wait a minute. Marriage, they don't marry in heaven?
No.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Listen, but he that is married
mm-hmm.
cared for the things that are of the world.
Okay. Mm.
How he may please his wife.
Amen.
So the man is supposed to please
his wife.
So it's all right that he care for his wife and try mm-hmm. to please his wife.
Yeah.
Is that what the Lord's saying
there? Yeah, that's right.
Huh? Amen.
That's all right.
So
we should
strive to please our
wife.
Yeah,
we should.
But like I said, within means.
Okay.
No compromise
in that. Stewardship of the Lord.
Huh?
No
you
compromise.
Can't afford that big house.
Right.
Not no Lexus this brother, time. I get you a Honda.
Yeah, right.
I work at the supermarket, brother.
Right, baby. That's right.
Huh? I'm just a cashier at the supermarket.
That's
I
right.
cannot put you in that big
that's
house.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
And being
that's
a Christian right. woman, she ought to...
Realize.
Yeah, yeah, ought to realize that. Amen.
Right.
What if she unsaved, though, brother? Sometimes we marry, we're saved, and the men are saved and women are not saved.
That's right. Or vice versa.
A lot of vice versa, right?
That's right.
But for a man concerned, if he's saved mm-hmm. and if she's not saved, we ought to be trying to bring her to
number
the Lord,
one
right?
Priority.
That's right.
Bring her into the knowledge of the Lord.
Give me
1 Corinthians 14, quickly.
And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home.
Mm. Okay.
For it is a shame for a woman to speak in the church.
Mm. So if she's unsaved, we ought to do a lot of work at
teaching.
Home.
That's right.
Amen.
A lot of
that's
teaching,
right.
a lot of
right.
prayer,
right.
Bible study. Come on, family, let's have Bible study.
That's right. right.
And trying
Amen.
To bring her into the
Amen.
Body
be
of the Lord.
Protector,
right?
Her priest,
yes.
and her provider.
Amen.
Amen.
A priest also.
That's right.
right.
The word of God got to be in that mix there. Amen.
Amen.
If she's unsaved, you because she ain't falling in line and growing like you want to grow and coming. You can't be bitter, brother.
That don't negate our responsibility.
I'm gonna get rid of her.
Nah,
I got to get rid of her.
That don't negate her.
Man, God mm-hmm. gonna give me a saved woman. I'm looking for me a saved woman.
You better be careful. Huh?
A lot of imposters out there.
You better be careful.
What he got? What Colossians 3 says that? Colossians 3:19 says what?
The husband,
uh-huh.
love your wife.
And what?
And be not bitter against them.
No, just because okay. she ain't growing at the rate that you're growing, you know, she's not, mm-hmm. maybe she's not even saved, but
that's
she's
good.
Trying.
That's
though.
Very good.
You know, she
that's
ain't left right. yet, so
that's
she's
you
still there.
To say
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't
yes.
get bitter.
Amen.
Don't
yes.
get bitter.
Amen.
You know, and because God got a time.
He got a time.
And we believe right. God going to save her.
Absolutely.
If he saved me, I believe that he going to save my wife.
Amen.
We won.
That's it.
That's right.
Why would you split us up, Lord?
Well, he promised that. He said you and your household.
Household.
Yeah.
household.
Amen. You in your household. You amen. Sure, we just show our wives love. Is that what the Bible says? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's your helper and your companion. Is she our helper?
That's right.
Genesis 2:18. Tell us. Read it quickly.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone.
Okay.
I will make him a helpmeet for him.
She's our helper, right?
She's our helper.
Right. Well, what Malachi 2:14 says.
Yet ye say, wherefore? Okay. Because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously.
Oh boy.
Yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant.
She's your wife. She's your companion. Brother, I tell you, I thank God for my wife. She is my companion. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. But also, she's a partner in the blessings, brother. We got a partnership.
Yes.
God blesses. God want to bless the family. But the relationship between the wife and the husband means a lot.
It's key. A lot.
Let your prayers be handled. That's a whole bunch of things.
Whole
here,
bunch.
Yeah. Give me 1 Peter 3 here, brother.
I likewise, ye husbands.
Yes.
Dwell with them according to knowledge.
Okay.
Giving honor unto the wife.
Good.
As unto the weaker vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And as being heirs together of the grace of life.
Mm-hmm.
That your prayers be not hindered.
It pays.
That's heaven.
It's a blessing. It's good to be on that one accord.
One accord.
With husband and wife. Now, I ain't say husband and children.
That's right.
Husband and wife. Husband and wife.
That's right.
Because God gives a special blessing. I believe that, brother.
You know, and speaking on that, Pastor, like when situations happen, people in need of prayer.
Okay, right.
I get on the phone and I call the wife. I text the wife.
Yeah.
And I say, be in prayer with me.
Okay, right.
Praying for this situation, that situation.
Right.
That's good.
Right.
That's right.
You're supposed to call her before you call your daughters.
That's right.
That's right.
That's the
way it works.
That's the order.
That's the order.
But it says that we ought to love our wife because she's the glory.
That's right.
She's a glory of the man. Mm-hmm. What did 1 Corinthians 11:7 says?
It said, for the man indeed ought not to cover his head.
Right.
For as much as he is the image of the glory of God.
Okay, but.
But the woman is the glory of man.
Man, I'm talking about that woman can make you look good.
That's right, she can.
Ooh, man.
She can make you look good. Man, your wife, man, you standing tall.
A lot of folk think that's just talking about hair, Pastor.
Oh, yeah,
man, well. And what you put on your head like a hat.
Some interpret it like that, but we know better. Give me Proverbs 12 then, quickly. Let's wind him up here now.
A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband.
Crown.
Yes.
But she that maketh a shame is as rottenness in his bones.
But a virtuous woman, a saved woman, man, she make her husband look good.
Crown.
God, like the head he's supposed to be.
That's right.
And God, that's what God wanted to be. What about Proverbs 31? Then let's grab hold of 10 and 12 there.
All right. Who can find a virtuous woman?
Oh, boy.
For her price is far above rubies.
Rubies.
The heart of her husband does safely trust in her.
Safely.
So that he shall have no need of spoil.
Mm. Come on now.
She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life.
Give me Proverbs 31 then, brother. Because I'm talking, this woman is a glory to the man.
Her husband is known in the gates.
So they know him?
They know him. That's in the gates.
Why they know him?
When he sitteth alone among the elders of the land.
I mean, he must have his business.
That's respect.
Right.
Man, they know he the man.
They know he the man.
They know he got a virtuous wife.
Mm.
She respect him. The children respect. The dog salute him.
And they respect him. They respect him for that.
That's right.
His peers do.
His peers respect him because they know that he gets respect at home.
Well, what a pattern is that for the community?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
For the society.
And the church. Because, like I said, the Bible says, if you ain't got no control over your family at home, what you doing trying to get respect in the church? And they go, what?
That's right.
But lastly, brother, Kevin said a while ago, she's you and you's her.
That's right.
One flesh, your own flesh. Ephesians 5:20-29 again. Read that again.
So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He that loveth his wife loveth himself.
Mm.
For no man ever yet hated his own flesh.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
But nourished and cherished it. Even as the Lord the church.
The church. Yes, sir. Give me that. Look at 33. Go on to 33.
Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself.
Okay.
And the wife see that she reverence her husband.
Come on, y'all.
Respect him now.
The duties of the man toward the wife. Kevin, let's sum it up, brother. Give our listeners something to kind of chew on here for the next week.
This has been the first component of the family government, and that's the man.
Yes, the man.
The man should be the protector, the provider, and the priest.
Yes,
he should honor his wife.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
His wife will give him glory as she's virtuous.
Respect. Amen. Yes, that's Lord. Right. Tony?
Well, we have seen truly, personally, in our lives and in generations before, mm-hmm. the repercussions of not doing it God's way.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
The man not being where he should be.
That's right.
So let's turn back to the Bible and try to be the men that God created us to be.
Amen. Amen.
That's good.
You know, God has set in order.
Yes, Lord.
You know, this family.
Mm-hmm.
And not the government.
That's right.
You know, he has put man in charge and head yes. over the family to take care yes. and love and, yes. and cherish his wives
yes. Yes.
and his children.
That's right.
And that's the order God has laid down.
Amen. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, yes, we thank Lord. You for your word, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord, to look into the family.
Yes,
the family,
Lord.
The order that you have given for the family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lord, we've made many mistakes. We have shunned your word, but Lord,
yes, Lord.
Forgive us, Lord, and those that are listening, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord, all to come back to the Word of God
mm-hmm.
so that we might have successful families according to your standards, according to
yes,
your word.
Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.